107.7 The Island. Real music variety and tickets. Good morning. 21 and a half minutes after 6. Dark and early. Lori Lou is here early today.
Good morning.
I sensed a lack of enthusiasm in your good morning.
Well, yeah, this was probably one of those mornings I don't want to get up.
So funny, it's hard to fall asleep and then it's hard to get up.
Yeah.
I wish it was the opposite.
Yeah, that is very true.
Do you have any interest in going to Weekend of Wheels? It's this indoor car show.
Yeah, I know of it. It does sound very interesting.
Yeah, I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Saturday morning seems like the right thing to do.
This coming Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I have anything going on.
Weekend of Wheels, $12 admission for adults, Pinnacle Bank Expo Center, Fauner Park, Grand Island. Kids under 12, free, when accompanied by a parent and behaving yourself. It doesn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but it should.
It's Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 on Sunday. And I do have tickets, so I'll give those away. Stay tuned for that. As far as other tickets go, the tickets for today is the last day for this, for the Tournament of Taste. These are not tickets, but no, that's not it. Too much paperwork, Lori.
Yeah, you got a lot sitting here.
Oh,
today.
It got to Fauner Park. I got another table, a table in the clubhouse.
Nice.
And there was one other thing. What was it? It was
the rodeo?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Look at me. We hadn't even talked about it.
I know.
I know it's this weekend.
I don't even work here.
I don't even work here. That's right. You knew that was coming.
Rodeo Grand Island, February 27th and 28th. That's Friday and Saturday. Register to win 4 tickets to this. Today is the last day to do this. I'm going to, actually, maybe it was yesterday. Winner announced Wednesday. Okay. You cannot register to win those tickets. I trust that you already did, so I'll give away 4 tickets to that coming up here in just a bit. You don't have to say it. I could hear it. I am not prepared this morning.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't think I am either.
But you don't have to be because I don't work here.
I don't work here.
It's World Bartender Day. Do you know that bartending, one of the oldest professions, and have records of what were called tavern keepers that go back like 4,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when I started doing that profession.
According to the Nielsen ratings, the top most popular cocktails in the U.S., name one off the top of your head.
Today or ever?
Well, not 4,000 years ago. I don't know what they were drinking.
Gosh, I don't even know, you know. Something with vodka, maybe a Cosmopolitan or...
Cosmo, not even on the list.
Margarita.
Margarita's number one.
Yeah.
There goes my Google rate for questions.
Oh, man.
We'll do something in that realm in about an hour. Well, up next, the 1970s will segue nicely into the 1980s. And then your Pledge of Allegiance. Keep it where you got it. The huge broadcast now featuring Lori Lou. It continues next on The Island. That hurt my throat a little bit.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Let's go. Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island. Your station for one great song after another. Thanks for tuning in. Fran's been hanging out with GI Trivia's Lori Lou. Good Wednesday morning.
Good Wednesday morning to you.
It's an interestingly cloudy morning.
Yeah, but it's the temperature's good.
Gradual sunshine today, going to be breezy and a high temp of 61. Tomorrow, high temp 62. Friday, up near 70.
Yeah, that's exciting.
This is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Right now, mid to upper 30s, Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. I've got Lee's Family Restaurant bringing you the Google races every morning. We talked earlier, about an hour ago, it's World Bartender Day. We discovered that the number one, the most popular cocktail in the U.S. is the margarita, followed by the martini. So being that we did that last hour.
I can't believe the martini. Yuck.
It's straight vodka.
Yeah.
Or straight gin.
Like, I would have to have equal parts of olive juice. That's olive juice, not I love you. Olive juice.
That's funny. Yeah. That's ingeniously marketed. I mean, if you're walking around swigging vodka out of a bottle, you're trash.
Yeah.
But put it in that fancy martini.
Yeah.
Glass. It's pretty much the same thing with an olive in it.
Yeah, I agree. Ugh. Gross.
Anyway, so moving on from that, this question has come up on the huge broadcast as, what's today, Wednesday? I feel like this came up, if not earlier this week, then late last week. So this might be a freebie for you. We somewhat recently had National Tootsie Roll Day.
Oh.
So I looked into this, the invention of the Tootsie Roll. The guy's name was Leo Hirschfeld. It was 1896. Small candy store in New York City. He invented this, and he called it a Tootsie Roll. Why?
Oh, I don't have any idea. I don't know.
Call now. Good luck. 398-9000 is my number. If you get it right, if you're the first one to do it, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Lee's Family Restaurant. Homemade soup, homemade pie, specials every day. Try the breaded catfish fillet with potato and salad bar. Now featuring chocolate pudding. All right, call now. Good luck. 398-9000. Lee's Family Restaurant is on West Highway 30, right next to Napa, across from Bruce's Furniture. 107.7 The Island. What are you doing? What are you sleeping? What are you waking? Are you baking? Are you cooking? Are you eating? Are you grooving? Are you moving? What are you doing? Thanks for hanging on the huge broadcast on 107.7 The Island. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Lee's Family Restaurant. 107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Thanks for being here. GI Trivia's Lori Lou joins me in a little bit. We'll talk about your sketch and what's coming up.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Lee's Family Restaurant. West Highway 30, open 7 days a week in Grand Island. Breakfast anytime. We are long overdue. I know I say this every Wednesday. We're long overdue. Life is short. Let's get in there.
I know. We need to.
And see Scott and Jason.
Yeah.
And have
Jason.
Some chocolate pudding.
Jason from the Chipmunks movie. Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Remember? Yeah. That was funny.
Lee's Family Restaurant has specials every day. We missed Meatloaf Tuesday. I'm not sure what today is.
Yeah, we need to figure out what today is. We never know what today is. This is the day we should be talking about.
I know Friday is
fish.
Chicken noodle dinner.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but they always have the breaded catfish fillet with potato and salad bar. Lee's Family Restaurant, West Highway 30. Check it out. Very quickly, I want to say, we have a winner. Sheila won this. The Google Races question this morning was, we just had National Tootsie Roll Day. I think it was on Monday. And, so I looked into it always looking for good trivia questions. The year was 1896. Guy's name is Leo Hirschfeld. He produced a candy. He had a small store in New York City and he came up with this. He liked it enough to keep it and he knew he had something. So he named it Tootsie Roll. And the question is, why? Where did that come from? And his daughter, name is Clara, and her nickname was Tootsie.
Yeah.
So he named it after her.
Yeah. Sheila was very good on knowing that answer because I had no idea.
$10, Lee's Family Restaurant. Sheila, congrats. Thanks for listening. I just picture Tootsie being this little, in my head, this little chubby girl that's just not even impressed. Don't name that after me. I don't even like it. I kind of picture
kind of like the Baby Ruth or the
Baby Ruth is a fantastic candy bar.
Or I don't know if I'd go that.
What is your favorite candy bar? One candy bar.
Oh man, if I was standing at the gas station and go, okay, I pick anything, I think it would be a Butterfinger.
Butterfinger,
I love Butterfingers. Yeah,
especially if it's a little soft and melty.
No, Frozen.
No, that's the, I disagree with you on it. It changes the taste.
The little Debbie's sitting by the refrigerator out here in your little lunchroom. I was going to say, I don't know what those are doing on the counter. Those need to be in the freezer. Yes.
Now, there's some, what's the term? A chocolatier? A chocolatier?
Chocolatier.
A chocolatier. Yeah, I have read in the past, it's not just my opinion, you don't put chocolate in the freezer.
Yeah, I disagree. I have to disagree. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I wonder how many people agree with me. And this is just a preference thing. So it's not an I'm right and you're wrong thing. It is a preference, but I think
the freezing chocolate can affect its quality. I'm almost positive of it.
I know. And I can see that. It's just, I don't know. I've just always been cake. I like cake even in the freezer. Cookies. Out of the freezer, cold.
We are continuing to learn about Lori Lou.
I know.
You don't touch your washing machine.
Yeah.
And put the cake in the freezer.
That's right. Josh hates it because he likes his stuff normal. And I don't.
Yeah, I have a person that I'm an acquaintance that everything in the freezer.
Yeah.
The bread, the bananas, the potato chips. Everything he puts.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I have tried the potato chips in the freezer. I kind of like it.
I've never tried that.
It's not like they're wet. It's not even like they're cold. They're just crisp and fresh. I don't know.
Huh.
So the potato chips I get. You know what else I keep in the freezer is the ice. I like keeping the ice in. That's a good plan. Yeah. All right. Four lives, one connection. I want to talk about Aloe next. Lori, thanks for hanging.
Oh, thanks for having me. Look at the sun. Woo! Yeah,
thanks for watching the sunrise with me on 107.7 The Island. 107.7 The Island, your station for one great song after another. Fransman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
The sun's out now.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's a normal hour of the day, so.
Beautiful, beautiful sunrise. Beautiful day. Headed up to 61, even a little warmer tomorrow. This winter piece of cake.
I know.
Except for that Arctic blast that was...
of last week, because, of course, that came, 4 to 4:30 last Thursday, and it just started snowing like the Dickens, and it's windy, and I'm just looking out my window going, well, that's going to... It's going to put a damper on my trivia night, so.
It did cancel it, didn't it?
I did. I decided to. I had sent some texts out to people to see if they were planning on coming, and most people were not planning on coming because it was just not good.
It was all the timing of it. It was
the
snow
terrible.
Had just started. You can't leave the house.
Yeah.
When it's just starting. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you were so excited.
I love a good snowstorm.
I know you do.
You see what happened on the East Coast?
Yeah.
They already had a blizzard, and on Sunday they got another one. They must have 4 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
It's unreal. That usually is reserved for like Buffalo, New York, and that part of the East Coast. But Connecticut routinely has more snow than Nebraska in the last 13 years. It's just really unreal. I'm not a winter person, but in the winter, I want one good snowstorm.
I know you do. You get so excited.
I love it. I want it to be during the day so I can watch it.
Remember last Wednesday when you kept saying, did I mention snow was in the forecast? And you're like, it's going to start snowing at 5:30 in the morning. And I laughed when I got up.
Nothing
yeah. all day.
I will say that the National Weather Service can be incredibly spot on. Sometimes they'll say rain, mainly after 4.
Yeah.
1 minute after 4, it'll start raining. It's like, how they do that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or windy after 3. 5 minutes after 3, you hear the wind gusts. Amazing. They can be spot on.
Yeah.
They could also be completely wrong sometimes.
Yeah. And it didn't work out good for me. So, yeah, I've had quite the vacation.
So you haven't gigged in a while?
I haven't. No. Next Tuesday, I'll go to Ravenna again. I have tomorrow night. And
Does it do one of two things? Does it either make you rusty, or does it make you rested
refreshed.
And refreshed and alive?
I think refreshed is fine. It's like riding a bike when I go. And I have been booked. Let me just real quick say I have been booked. I got booked for a car show. That's an outside event. That's interesting. It'll be the second time I've done that.
Can I interrupt you?
I
don't like the expression, it's like riding a bike.
Just because you fell off your
When I revisited riding a bike, I fell off it.
I know.
Almost broke my shoulder.
And I still laugh about that. It was great.
It's like riding a bike. You're probably going to fall off.
No. So, gosh, I've gotten booked for a Christmas party. I got booked for an employee appreciation thing. So, if you're looking for something fun to do for your business, your company, whatever, just hit me up. But especially for Christmas time, for holiday parties, hit me up. But tomorrow night, I do have a special sponsor. This is the second time that Niobrara Valley Vineyards are my sponsor. And they're coming in and they're going to be doing samples. And they're bringing some little prize things, some fun things. And I'm going to have a few wine questions. Just a little hint for people. I'm not going to ask the question, but you might want to know. Find out where Niobrara Valley Vineyard is. I'm not going to say, but I will probably be asking that question. But my big thing that I've been trying to do since December is my Stranger Things trivia night, my theme night at the Liederkranz on Friday night. So I tried to do it in December, but there was just too much going on with people and Christmas parties and everything. So I'm doing it Friday night.
Liederkranz, and it is open to the public.
Open to the public.
Still just $5 to participate?
Yeah, yep.
That's a very fair price.
Yeah, I think so too. I appreciate it. Nobody gives me any grief because when I do this, I don't generally here in town charge the business. That's how I get paid, is to do, you know, the $5 from the people playing. Just I like to help a business and get them business and awareness to their place and whatever. So it works out pretty good.
Can you stick around? Do you have a question for this morning?
I do.
All right, look, stick around. We'll give away a T-shirt next. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Short break. More with GI Trivia's Lori Lou next. 1077 The Island. 1077 The Island is your station for one great song after another. GI Trivia, Lori Lou, back in action. She's in Grand Island both tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow is Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Friday is Liederkranz, and it is open to the public. And that's a theme night. We'll talk more with GI Trivia's Lori Lou next. And keep it where you got it on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Headed up to 61 today right now. Upper 30s in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. I hear the drums echoing. 107.7 The Island. Real music variety. GI Trivia's Lori Lou hanging out with me. You are at Wine, Beer, and Spirits Grand Island tomorrow for general trivia.
I am.
Food?
La Chiva food truck, and they've been there once at least, and I don't know what they specialize in.
Is that the truck I drove by once?
Yeah.
I think it's that like pupusas and things like that?
Yeah, something.
Some really good food, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're doing a Stranger Things theme night at Liederkranz on Friday.
Yes.
Now, when you're sitting, first of all, it's open to the public,
yep.
Private club, but open
yep.
for this event, and anybody can go to this. Food?
Yeah.
They have a kitchen, right?
Oh, yeah. So you can come, you know, if you want to have some supper, come in a little early. They have happy hour downstairs in the Rathskeller, and you can grab some supper before you come up to do trivia. And it's happy hour. Don't quote me on what their happy hour pricing is for beers, but they got a lot of German beers. They got Kinkaider beers. They got all kinds of stuff. And if you've just wanted to check out the Liederkranz and see what it's all about, this is a perfect time. And bring the kids. I did not put that on my first ad, and I should have, that all ages. And just know that any of my events, all ages are welcome. I have my daughter tonight or my son. I can't make it. Bring him. I have a friend that brought his daughter to the Valentine's, and he was apprehensive. Like, wow, I'm not gonna do that. And I'm like, bring her. Bring the kids. And they had a blast.
Your questions are geared for all ages.
All ages. So
the
yeah.
kids wouldn't. They wouldn't be bored.
Yeah, I try to cater to all ages. I really do, get everybody involved. And I think that's why, I don't know, I'm I would say I have a big ego, but I am pretty successful for what I started out doing and kind of where I'm at today. I must be doing something right, and I do cater to all ages. I don't care if you're 7 or if you're 90. I don't care. I'm going to try to get you involved, whatever. And so it's a good time. I don't have any complaints usually to my face. One time I have. And that's a whole funny story.
I've been to your trivia night. There's nothing to complain about.
Yeah, it's a good time.
What can you say what this guy complained about?
No. Nope.
Was it a Karen?
Well, I can. So I have a team that is pretty competitive. And one person on the team thought that I kept asking questions until they lost. And that was completely not the truth at all. And he made a very dramatic exit. And
really?
Yeah, and I haven't seen him since.
Did you ban him from further future trivia nights?
No, but we still talk about it.
So in a nutshell, they were winning and he wanted it to end so they can go
out
on top.
Yes, yes.
Well,
and
that's being a baby, isn't it?
Kind of. And so here what I do, and I don't do it because of that, and the guys from that team still play, and they're like, you don't have to do that for us. I do it for everybody. When I'm kind of getting towards the end of a trivia night, I say, okay, I'm going to ask 3 more regular questions. I'm going to do 1 more song, and then I'm going to ask my wrist question. But I do that kind of for everybody. And so everybody kind of knows when we're going to be tying it up and whatever. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Do you have a Sailor screen printed?
I do.
Custom made t-shirt that comes in a variety of comfort colors.
Comfort colors. Yes. Okay. So do not answer this question if you know this, and you might know this. Okay. So last week's question, though, that I asked, I didn't use it last week. I'm using the same sheet. So this essentially is a second free question, if you remember what my question was last week. All right, here's this week's. Aimed at potential male shoppers, most of the commercials for this retail chain feature the slogan, "You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it."
I know it.
Do you?
You're going to like the way you look.
See, I didn't know that. Okay, aimed at potential male shoppers, most of the commercials for this retail chain feature the slogan, "You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it."
You're
going to
like the way you look.
You've seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
In fact, if I remember, that ad campaign unceremoniously ended because he got old, and I think the ad agency replaced him with somebody younger.
Oh.
After this guy, what seemed like, was doing that for the better part of my life.
I don't think I've ever seen a commercial on this. But just know, since that is probably an easier question, I am going to ask a follow-up question to it. I'm not going to ask it here, so whoever calls, I'm going to ask a follow-up question.
Call now. Good luck. 398-9000 is my number. It's a 308 area code. Please telephone and Google responsibly. That means not behind the wheel. Seatbelt every time.
Yes. Okay, Dad.
Mom? Dad?
Okay, Dad.
Why is he always giving us advice? Because you have to wear a seatbelt every time.
Yeah. Like last week when we're in the Jeep and the driver of the Jeep says, oh, please don't roll.
Please don't flip. I didn't like that angle.
No, I didn't like it either, especially when you thought we might flip. Well, and it's like, well, that's why you wear a seatbelt.
This is why you wear a seatbelt every time. 107.7 The Island is your station for one great song after another. We'll see if we get an answer to Lori's trivia question and give away a Sailor screen-printed GI Trivia One-Man Party 107.7 The Island t-shirt. All that goes down next, along with you, on 107.7 The Island. Thanks for being here. 107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Lori Liu with GI Trivia is here. Good morning, The Island. What is your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, how are you?
Good. You?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking.
Jeff knows it.
Anytime.
I can tell already. I can tell by people's voice that they know. All right, Jeff, aimed at potential male shoppers. Most of the commercials for this retail chain feature the slogan, you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. What is it?
Men's Warehouse.
That is correct.
Jeff, was that, I remember it like it was yesterday from the East Coast, but a lot of people here, I know Laura and Lori didn't know it. Was that a commercial that was in the Midwest?
Yes, it was on all the time.
Well, here's probably what it is. Laura and Lori are not men, so we didn't really care. We just want to know where the women can shop. Okay, Jeff, do you live in Grand Island?
Juniata.
Oh, okay. My follow-up question is, what year did we get ours here in Grand Island? Do you remember? It's probably longer than you think.
I was going to say like the mid-70s.
No.
Thanks.
No. Do you ever come to Grand Island?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not making fun. Because
you're fine.
It's over there where, what was it? Econo Foods. Econo Foods was, and then the furniture store was there.
Where was Econo Foods?
Where the Men's Warehouse is. And Ross Dress for Less. And
I know where Men's Warehouse is now.
Yeah, that's where that was.
So it was always in that location?
It's always been in that location. When they demolished all that, Laura, do you remember when we got our Men's Warehouse? Remember?
19.
No. I guess I thought it was 2014.
Oh, gosh. I didn't. 2014. I was going to say 1990s somewhere.
Yeah. No, because remember it was the grocery store. It was.
Well, the grocery store is farther down where like Petco is.
Well, yeah. Anyway, all right, that was fun for me. I guess that's all that counts. Jeff, what size of shirt do you want?
Oh, a large.
Okay, sounds good. I will put one at the front desk for you, and you can pick it up anytime Monday through Friday. I appreciate the call.
The guy's name was... I remember the guy's name was George, and I can't think of his last name right now. George something.
That started it?
Yep.
I think he got replaced when he got older. They replaced him with somebody younger, and that ad campaign did not work the same.
Yeah, it didn't. It just didn't go over for whatever reason.
Huh. Yeah.
Jeff, thanks for being part of the huge broadcast.
Love hearing new voices.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jeff. Have a good one.
Okay, you bet.
Take care. Bye. Bye, five.
Yeah, that's a great trivia. Okay, there's that. What was there? What... You save. Was that over? It was two grocery stores. It was Econo Foods and, but they demolished that whole thing and then rebuilt.
For Lori Liu, GI Trivia's full schedule on Facebook, it's GI Trivia. Put a space in between GI and Trivia. And I've got nonstop music next. Lori, thanks for hanging.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Morning's going by fast.
Yeah.
1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Wow. You're an absolute kook.
I like making faces at you.
Oh, I was sensing something peripherally that wasn't right. And I'm like, what?
Good. That was a good face. I'm surprised you didn't take my picture and put it on the blog.
I was dumbfounded. I was astonished. I couldn't even reach for the phone.
I better not do that because, you know, my face might stay that way.
You're good at grabbing that phone quick, though.
I know.
We had another incident last Wednesday. We have to go downtown Grand Island again.
Oh, that was crazy.
That was spectacular. Did you get? Oh, you did get a photo.
I did.
Yeah, there's
you don't
always
see
something
those
going on.
Things every day, but we saw a couple. But
just interesting encounters. You know, one takeaway for me was wow. Back in the day, people would say, "Hey, do you have any spare change?" And now it's, can I have a few bucks?
A few bucks. Poor woman just got shot down everywhere. Real quick, though, we do.
Because she should have put her stomach away.
That was rough.
I'm sure that blouse that you were wearing fit
blouse.
Magically,
Listen
masterfully, 20 years ago.
You know how I know you're old? You use the word blouse. Blouse.
Well, what was she wearing?
It was not a blouse. It was a half shirt. Okay. A half shirt, like back from the 70s. Remember those, like the football ones with the holes? They were like a football jersey, and then they were half. Yeah, those were definitely the 70s. Anyway, we have to real quick talk about our field trip that we went on last week. And Mark over at Jack's Tire helped you out of a nice situation with your tire going low, and do something nice for somebody. Yeah. And we go down to Jack's Tire, and Mark took care of you really well. I just want to give a shout out to
I appreciate that.
That's
there was something wrong with the tire. I assumed there would be a nail in it from some of our extravaganzas through empty lots, but it wasn't that at all.
It was the bead.
Hey, do something nice for somebody today and every day. Help somebody with something. Catch Lori Lou's full scheduled GI trivia on Facebook and your random fact to ponder and share. Experts and scientists from Harvard and also Duke and the University of Michigan are saying ultra-processed foods are like cigarettes. According to the study, the companies using to making these ultra-processed foods use tactics similar to hit the brain's pleasure centers quickly. They call it health washing with the labels. Be careful what you're eating out there. This segment has been so riveting that Lori just got up and left.
I did.
And just got back.
I did. I got up and left.
So you have no comment on the random fact.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Of course you don't, because you left the room.
I was showing Laura the blouse.
I guess that's it then.
Well, I guess that's it then.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
I gotta go super bad.
It has to end here.
I'm not gonna stop you. Just go. Get out.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all it is, too.
Go home. Tomorrow's a moot day.
We'll try this again tomorrow.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming. If my party made you sick, tell your friends.
Hanging up now.
Fran's Man in the Morning, 5:30 to 10.
Ooh la la!
107.7 The Island.